All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method that includes courses, journals, and one-on-one coaching. And if you are interested in finding out more about that, feel free to go to rocksolidgymmethod.com. That's RCKSLDGYM method, METHOD.com to learn more about what is available now, what is going to go live, and if there are spots available for one-on-one if you are interested in that as well. But today, what we are talking about is sometimes you just need to leave the gym. And I'm not saying leave the gym for the day, which also can mean that, but sometimes you just need to leave it for a while or for good and do something else. And I know that can be bad and weird and stressful for some of you, and I totally understand that. I was in that boat as well. But sometimes a break is the best thing that's going to be happening for you. So for a lot of us, if you're listening to this, most likely the gym is your therapy, is a form of dealing with stress, is your me time for the day, can help with aggression. I know I teach at a boxing, kickboxing, functional training studio, and a lot of people really do take out their aggression on the bags, but it's also just a really good workout and good atmosphere as well. And even then, we do have some people that need to take time away. And I just want to talk about that quick and explain how that can happen and also my own experience with it too. So, because I did recently leave a gym, and there can be many different reasons for it, but I'm going to start with my examples, share what I saw, and then kind of moving forward. So for me, I had a couple different gyms that I've had to leave, and it wasn't anything of like uncomfortable, which there were some cases of that, of like feeling uncomfortable and like, you know how it can be with the bros, or it's just, bad energy and mindset that had come from that, not feeling like you're growing, feeling like you are stuck and pretty stagnant, needing a new change of pace, you're moving, a number of different reasons. But there's this realization that needs to come with it as well of why are you at the gym that you're at? Do you feel like you're stuck? Do you need a different change of pace? Is it actually helping you achieve the goals that you want to achieve? Because any gym can do that, but it comes down to what is going to be best for you. And you don't need to explain away, kind of like how I've talked in last week's podcast or podcast before, of you don't need to explain away or have a good enough reason to change something about you, especially if it's kind of like an identity where you are a fit person and you go to this gym and you work out there and like you're one of the main people and or the familiar faces that go there. It's okay to leave. It's okay to change. It's okay to like take time away for yourself because you can get into a place where you do get into your own head, where you aren't seeing the results that you want to have, where you do kind of get bored and stagnant and you've tried different things and it's just not working. Or your own personal life, there's too many things going on that it actually adds more stress to you. And I know for me, like my first full-on panic attack was during a workout, was at a gym, was in a class that I actually really did enjoy, but I let the outside world get into my therapy session and it just took too much. And I think I've talked about this before. I should have. Like dealing with my own, like coming back to the gym and dealing with my own stuff. Like if the gym is your therapy, let it be your therapy. Feel all the feelings. Like if you feel like you're going to cry, that's okay. If you feel like you're going to break down, that's okay. If you are just so frustrated with everything that's going on, like it's okay. Deal with that. Like, let it out. Understand it. Like, don't push it aside. Don't silence it anymore. It's coming up and surfacing for a reason. You need to address it at that point. And yeah, maybe like in a public setting, it's not the greatest thing, but take time away. Go find your own little space. Go find your own little corner. If you need to go to your car, go and do that. But honestly, process what's going on because it's there for a reason. And the more you push it away, the longer it's going to take for you to actually deal with it. So I've had to leave gyms because I was feeling like I was falling backwards on the results that I wanted to see, and I wasn't feeling like myself. So I had to ask myself, what is it that I actually want to do? And I went from bodybuilder to CrossFitter, and that can be kind of a weird jump because there's this weird thing that lifters have with CrossFit, and I understand it, but I can see it, but it's fine. But it was the environment that I wanted to have. It was a training style that I really enjoyed that I wanted to get more of. It was a community that I had it that I'd wanted and that I had experienced before, but it was kind of given to you rather than having to find it and create it yourself. Like I had my gym bros. I had like all of my friends I've met in the gym. My roommates I met in the gym, like all the guys that I lived with for a couple of years, I met them from the gym, but that's initial conversations that you actually have to have. Whereas in a class setting, like you're surrounded by people and they're all there for the same reason and you can like get to know them. It's, I don't know. It's just an easier environment to do so. And like, I loved garage doors. I loved like open concept gyms. I loved bar work and feeling strong and feeling athletic and like flipping tires and pulling sleds and all those fun things that like normal gyms don't have. I wanted that. So I went out and found it. So I had to leave one gym in order to go to another one and do that. But then like that gym, I was being pulled away as well because I was dealing with a lot of things like personally that I wasn't handling properly, and the gym was turning into more of a stressor than a therapy. And if that happens, you need to take time away to really process what's going on, or you need to change your environment, or you need to go back to something else. Like I've done bodybuilding, CrossFit, like strength training, bodybuilding, back to CrossFit again, but it's finding what's going to work for you and not settling and learning that it's okay. There's a lot of things that need to happen in order for you to get a good workout. And if it's more than just, I need to work out to be healthy, like I need to do that, like you have to do this for your mental health too. That's a big thing as well. And if you are being stressed out from the gym, if you're having panic attacks, like more consistently than not, if you can't make it through, like there are things that you actually need to look at. And we had one of our members, one of my clients do this where she was not okay. Her anxiety and depression was getting the most of her and she needed time away. And she tried to push through and tried different things to cope through it, but it just wasn't working. And if it's more of a stressor than a stress reliever, then I 100% support you in leaving. I 100% and 110% support you in leaving. Because you need to take care of that first. Because if it was something that was helping you and it's turning into something that's not a taste that I want you to have. That's not a flavor that I ever want you to experience in life. And I need you to take time away. And as sad as I am to see you go, I know that this is going to be a good thing. And like, we'll always take you back. There's always room for you to come back. But for now, I really do want you to take time away. And I knew, and I've done that, and I've had to do that for myself. And it's a hard thing to do when the gym is your life, can be your identity, can be the one constant in your life, and you need to take it away because it's turned into a negative. That can just happen, and that's okay. And you need to find what's going to work for you then. You need to find the environment that's going to work for you. Sometimes things change. Sometimes you just need a change of scenery, but it's okay to leave. It's okay to leave. And sometimes it's more just the mental side of it. And this can be, what will people think of me? They see me consistently. And especially if it's more of a studio style where like it's class led and they see you on the list and you plan on coming in and all of that stuff. Like it is more personal when you have to cut off that, when you have to like stop it, but it's understandable. I understand. I get it. If nobody else gets it, I completely do. Because you do need to take care of yourself on all levels. And if it's something that is going to tear you down more than build you up, then definitely take time away. And that's okay, because sometimes you do just need to leave the gym. And it's as simple as that. And I can keep over explaining it. I can keep saying it in so many different words, but it really does come down to, if you need time away from the gym, then definitely take it. Because it's going to help you and you're going to heal a lot faster than if you just try and push through. And same goes for when you're sick. Like, don't train when you're sick. Don't train when you're feeling down and low and stressed out. Like, of course, there are some days where you're getting into the routine and you need to do it, but you are a seasoned vet. You know what to do. Take the time away And if nothing else, it will clear things up and make you realize, like, you do actually want to be at the gym. You do actually want to work out. You do actually want that environment. And you will find better ways to deal and cope with it. And if not, I can help you. There are many different ways to do it. Other people can help you as well. Maybe it is just trying a different routine. Maybe it is going through a program. Getting out of your box. Getting out of your head. All of that stuff can help. But just pushing through with what you're doing is not going to help you if you're feeling that way, if you're questioning it, if it doesn't feel right. And if you have to do it, if you have to take time away from the gym outside of, like, it's not your choice, but, like, more if it's a financial reason, make do. Find something that will work for you to kind of keep it going. Because I understand that as well. I've had physical things that have pushed me away. I've had financial things that have pushed me away, mental things that have pushed me away, all of the things. But it all comes back to, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want to feel like? What is the most important thing to you? And you will find a way to make that work. Because the only way you're not going to do that is if you don't see value in yourself. And if you don't see value in yourself, then there's no reason to do anything. And you've got a lot of life to live. You've got a lot to give to this world, and you've got a lot of things to do. So of course there's a reason for it. Of course there's a reason to keep going. Of course there's a reason to make this work. And as long as you find that reason, you will come back to it. You will do what it takes. And sometimes what it takes in order to succeed, in order to be successful, in order to have the life and the dream and the body that you want, is time away. To process, to work through, to get a solid base so that you don't waver, so that you have things set in place for when this does happen, so you know how to address it. So I know, for me, I know how to deal with a panic attack going before it happens. I know the trigger and warning signs of when I am going to have it, and I pull myself away because I don't want to have that experience anymore. If I'm stressed out, if I'm low on sleep and high on caffeine, I don't work out because I know I'm not going to be right in my head, and I know I'm not going to get a good workout, and I know that's going to pull me down worse than not working out entirely. I know if I want to work out and I might have a panic attack, I know what to do. I know to lower the weights. I know to take more breaks. I know to not worry about what other people are going to think, especially in a class environment. Nobody else is looking at you. And if they are, just imagine that they aren't, because I've had that as well. I can stick out like a sore thumb, and I said that in a couple weeks ago. But if you believe nobody's looking at you, if you keep your head down and do this for you and actually take it as your therapy session, a group therapy session, but you're the only one that you're focusing on, you will get through it. But it's finding your coping mechanisms. It's finding what's going to work for you. It's pushing through. It's identifying it. It's all of that stuff, making it work for you. That's the only way that it's going to work. That's the only way. So that's all I have for you today. It's super simple. It's super short. And it's probably not what you want to hear, because everyone else is pushing that you just need to get through it and it'll work out. But sometimes you do need time away. Sometimes you do need a break and to recenter yourself again. And there is nothing wrong with that. So on that note, thank you so much for tuning in. If you feel this way or have any more questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram, or feel free to comment down below if you are listening to this on SoundCloud. I would love to get back to you. Otherwise, stay tuned. We've got a few more podcasts that I am pre-recording lined up, and I know that there are going to be plenty more good ones to come. So enjoy the rest of your day, and we will talk very, very soon. Bye-bye.